Hello and welcome to this new episode. I'm Morgan, and today I want to talk to you about one advice not to follow if you want to break free from self-doubt. So I'm gonna guess that you've heard this advice before. Oh, just ignore self-doubt and keep pushing through. And you may not realize this, but doing this, like ignoring self-doubt, like really pushing it away with anger or like annoyance, could be the very thing stopping you from unlocking your authentic creative power. Because yes, of course, self-doubt is BS, right? Because you don't want to you don't want to hear these things that your mind is coming up with, right? But you don't want to let it clutter your mind or making you confused. So here is what to do instead. Start acknowledging your doubts. Work on understanding them without digging deep into the rabbit hole and be like, you know, without being on the loop, right? But it's more about understanding how your mind works and then redirect your attention mindfully. So, in other words, it's about becoming aware that you have the choice. The choice of which thought, which things you want to entertain, you want to feed, right? So the root cause of self-doubt can be cleared. Self-doubt is a habit. It's something that you learn, and you can change it to improve your mindset, your business, and your whole life, basically. Because when you declutter your mind, you have more space for your creative juice to flow. And I'm going to give you an analogy. So imagine a pipe, a water pipe. You are the pipe. Self-doubt is what clogs the pipe, right? And creativity is the water. So when the pipe is clogged, so when your mind is busy doubting, the water cannot flow freely. So by analogy, your creativity, your, you know, this spontaneous force within you cannot flow freely. So it wouldn't make sense if your water type, like your water tap, your actual pipe is actually clogged in real life. It doesn't make sense to turn the tap to the maximum, right? Because that's not what is going to clear the clog, what is clogging the pipe. You want to actually remove the, you know, whatever junk is clogging the pipe. That's exactly the same with self-doubt. We clear the cause of the stuff, whatever it is, that is bothering you, that is preventing your creative juice from flowing. And that's what I call going from limitation to liberation for more authenticity, more fulfillment, that gets you to create more income and freedom with ease, because you are one with yourself. And of course, what is, you know, as within, so without. So what is keeping your mind busy, disturbing you, making you go on a loop? Of course, it's going to reflect in your, on your physical reality and in your material world, in your physical world. So let's clear that. And that's why I always talk about my Unshakable program, 8 weeks to go from limitation to liberation, for to remove what is not yours, all those limitations, all this societal conditioning, so that you can become who you have come here on earth to be. And I get it, not everyone likes to enroll in a program, and that's why I also have single breakthrough sessions. And I also have pocket coaching, so you don't even need to have a live call if you don't want to, but if you would still like to have some accountability, you know, someone to support you when self-doubt arises and teach you how to shift your thoughts, then pocket coaching would be maybe better for you, a better option. So feel free to check out my website. I also have a free training, Unlock Your Financial Flow, available for, you know, download. And it's not a one size fits all. It's not a cookie cutter strategy. It's made with journal prompts so that you can get to the root cause of what is blocking your financial flow. So yes, I hope this helps. If you have any questions, you can also go to my website, go to the contact tab, and let's chat. So thank you very much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.